On Thursday, the U.S. Commerce Department is expected to report that the economy showed healthy growth in the 3 months ending in September, and news reports this morning suggest that wage increases across the economy are giving it an unexpected boost. Any good economic news is good political news for the Bush White House, but President Bush still faces problems on that front and with foreign policy. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Could foreign policy be a bigger liability for the president than domestic policy?
Well, isn't that surprising? I mean, that was his great strong point. But the economy is improving. It's still the number one issue, particularly among Democratic primary goers. But the stories about the economy getting better give credit to the tax cut, and that is also good for President Bush's political futures. But you've got this daily death toll out of Iraq, the terrible attacks that we're waking up to this morning, and the fact that there's still reports of no weapons being found there. A Gallup poll that came out over the weekend says that 68% of the people think there's going to be another terrorist attack on this country within the next year, so that you have people clearly not feeling confident about the administration on foreign policy and on this whole question of fighting the war on terrorism. Now, you could make the case that the California arsonist is a worse terrorist than anything we've seen.
How's the administration dealing with the foreign policy problem?
Well, every which way. You know, 1 week they decide to be silent, go to the local press. This week it's having Colin Powell and Paul Bremer get out and talk to people. Donald Rumsfeld had an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday, once again making the case for the war and the war on terrorism, the case that if you had massive weapons that many thousands more people would be killed and that was unacceptable. There have been all these reports that Congress and Rumsfeld aren't getting along as well as, you know, the State Department and Rumsfeld and all that's been there for a long time. So the fact that he came out swinging is interesting. And, of course, you have the president going, you have the donor conference, the Secretary of State going to other nations trying to get them to pony up some money for the rebuilding of Iraq. The president, though, has threatened to veto what Congress has passed there because it's got some loans in it. It's a mishmash is really what it is. And that donor conference, you know, we don't know how much money it's going to come up with. It's for all the world like a public radio fundraiser. You know, you look for the pledges and then wait for them to come in.
Aren't the Democrats also highlighting what they see as the president's vulnerability in foreign policy?
Yes, and they had a big debate last night, their fifth since September, and Iraq was the centerpiece of it. They attacked the president vociferously, but they also went after each other on that issue more than any other. Now, part of the reason for that is that Governor Dean has set the mark there as being the anti-war candidate, and a poll out over the weekend shows him up by 13 points over any contenders in New Hampshire. But the Democrats are having a hard time finding their position on this as well. They're trying to highlight things like the role that Halliburton is playing to emphasize Republicans and big business and tightness with them, question pre-war intelligence, talk about the September 11th commission, those kinds of things, because that seems to be safe places to go. But they are very much disagreeing with each other on their initial votes on Iraq, on rebuilding Iraq. All of these debates might not be so great for the Democrats.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.